Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social change in their communities. And today we have Markita, and Markita and I connected on LinkedIn through another connection. So just another, power of the community. But I wanted to first say thank you for being on the podcast. And I'd love for you just, explain who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Yeah, well, first I'll say thank you for having me on your podcast. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So in terms of who I am, as you said, I am Markita, and I will say who I am has probably changed a bit over the past 10 years. I will say I started as a brand strategist. I'll start my work, and I consider myself a former brand strategist, but I've always had this curiosity around people, human behavior, creativity, and storytelling. So I've worked in financial services and marketing and digital marketing for about 10 years. But I'll say a few years ago, I had this inner voice that was like, there's more you could be doing. Like, there's a bigger impact you could be having. And at that time, I did my personal internal work and started thinking about, hey, what are those things that you're really excited about, the places that you really, really get to serve people well? And it was always helping people. Right? Even as a brand strategist, I had community events, I had associate events, where it was truly about inspiring and serving people to be their best selves. I was working on two community-based groups within my church. So I was just always helping people, but that wasn't my day job. And so I had this like internal struggle of, I'm spending a lot of time not doing work that I really, really enjoy and I feel have a bigger impact. So earlier this year, I started full-time entrepreneurship and one-on-one coaching. So I work with people in the corporate space doing executive coaching for leaders, emerging leaders, and professionals.
Wow, that's amazing. And what was that dive into entrepreneurship like?
Oh, it has been a journey. Like, it has been an absolute journey, but beautiful. Like, it's been encouraging, sometimes messy, a little scary, but I go back to, this is something I feel innately called to do. And it helps me refocus in those tough times. It's been good.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think that's a great segue into the first question. And it's about, it's about community and more about yourself though. So how are you making a positive impact in your community?
Yeah. So I think about this question and part of me has always tried to not make it sound like a Disney movie.
Okay.
It sounds like my purpose is to help other people live out their purpose. And sometimes it feels like, oh, that sounds a little cheesy, but it's true. I get so much energy when my clients have this aha moment of, yeah, this is who I authentically am, and I get to live out my best self. So when I think about how I serve my clients, I might not work with everyone within a corporation, but when I'm serving leaders, they'll have an exponential impact on their employees' families, their community. That's what inspires me. So I like to serve leaders who feel like they truly are serving leaders too.
Wow. Okay. And I'm curious about before then, because you said there was this innate desire to change into something that was more, what you want to do, but how were you serving the community before, or was that a missing element in what you were doing?
Oh, so I will say I was serving my community. So I mentioned my church. So I was volunteering a lot in my church. So we would do food drives for the homeless. I was serving, we had this group and I led, it was called Serving Leaders, basically, serving other servants. So we would serve teachers in the community. I was mentoring people in my company. Again, having events that I wasn't technically paid to do, but it was just things that I really felt excited about. So even with all of that stuff, like all of that goodness, it was like when I got home, I still felt like I wasn't doing enough. Right? It was like I was doing a lot of good stuff, but I felt like there was a disconnect because in my day job, it didn't feel the same. Like I didn't have that fulfillment of the impact that I could be making, right? So I was getting some of it in other areas and places in my life, but I was like, oh, I can do this as my career. And when I had that mindset shift, it's like, oh yeah, I can do this and truly enjoy all of my work.
I like that,
Yeah.
And I want to ask the second question now, because you talked about, you know, you're doing coaching now, executive coaching, and that's your business. So, So do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll think about it, I would say, in two different perspectives. So I graduated college in 2007. So around 2008 was when like the market crashed. And I think that was the first time.
The great timing.
Yeah, right? But that was the first time I'd heard that term, too big to fail, right? And it was the awareness of, wow, these large corporations, how they move, the profit they have, how they impact our nation, our government, our ability to have shelter, food is really, really important. So that was my initial like, oh, wow, businesses really do drive impact on community. That was kind of one way that I think about it. But then also just thinking about the human perspective and thinking about profitability for businesses. When I was a brand manager, I looked at a lot of research. So thinking about millennials and Generation Z, social impact is really, really important to them. So the companies they want to work for, the companies they want to work with, the companies they want to buy products from, the companies they want to serve. If companies aren't thinking about that, they definitely won't have sustainable growth. It's just very simple that companies have to be clear and transparent about what they stand for now in order to truly make connections with people, not just the products, but with people in their lives. Yeah.
And so what does the research say then? I know a general statement is that social impacts are important to those generations, but what does the research tell?
Yeah. So and I'll say I don't remember all of it. It was just a piece that like stuck and I haven't been a brand manager for a while, but it's very important as a core value for them that companies have to have or support social causes, whether that is giving away money or supporting charities, whether it's a big piece of their company. So I even think about Tom's. Like that's a part of their business strategy is to give away shoes for each purchase, right?
Yeah.
That's very important for this generation and the generations to come. As I think about even this week, the Google walkout, right? There have been social issues. Think about the Me Too movement. It's becoming very top of mind that businesses are going to have to be very transparent about in order to have sell their products, but also to have employees that truly want to work for them and live out their mission.
Yeah. To me, it seems like businesses are getting more of a social conscience now, right?
Yeah.
And it's a part of the core function of how business is now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it should be. Like, it should be. One of the most important piece of the business is the human, right? Like they'll say it's human capital, human resources, but people drive the company. Technology and innovation are great, but people truly are the most important valuable assets of a company.
Yeah. I was at a conference a couple weeks ago, there was a gentleman who talked, and I don't remember his name, but an incredible speech, and he talked about the 10 most important skill sets that are required in the future or future age. And that's future is like 10, 20 years. And what he had said is they're all human-based skill sets, right? Yeah. So it's empathy. It's critical thinking. It's connectivity. It's all of these things. And it's what AI, it's what technology can't replace, right?
Yes.
At the end of the day, that human-to-human connection is important.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was cool because, business is changing, but those skills will always be human-based skills.
Yes.
Until we get weird AI that's also human, and that's another one day.
So human connection, on authentic human connection, and having communication and trust, like that's something that technology can truly not reinvent.
It's true. Yeah. So let's jump into the last question then.
Yeah.
And it's, what is your advice for others to begin making a social impact or an impact in their communities?
Yeah. So as I think about that piece, I think the first thing that comes to mind is taking an assessment of where you currently are. What are you currently doing? What currently kind of gives you joy? Where are some areas you might want to lean into? And then thinking about what you want, right? What's the impact you want to make? Who's the tribe you feel called to? What are your unique gifts and talents that you feel like can serve other people well? And once you have that, I feel like there's a vision there that manifests. Like what's that larger impact for yourself and for other people that you want to make? And I think the big piece, especially for leaders or people that have a servant's heart, is to ask for help. Right? To ask for help, to build a community that'll help you live out that vision or to serve well, right? It could be the smallest thing of like, hey, I want to give at the shelter for people in need and I need a ride, or I need someone that I can partner with to get me there. Or it could be as a leader, I'm a leader. I don't know if I can have a trusted space to talk to someone who can hold my doubts and my fears and also give me accountability, right? Like having a community, knowing what you know, but also what you don't, and how you can supplement some of that to truly have a bigger impact.
Yeah, I agree with the last part, supplementing, because I find that everyone has their own skill sets, their own strengths, but we tend not to work well with those, especially in corporate business. But when you highlight people's strengths and when you work with them, you supplement other people's. And I don't like to say weaknesses. I don't think weaknesses are things. It's areas of development, right? And the only reason I say that is because it's never a bad thing. But other people have those skill sets that you might not, and that's when businesses jive. That's when things. Yeah. Become interesting, more fun, and business gets better when you have the right people doing the right things.
Yes. Focusing on your strengths. Absolutely. Like focusing on your strengths, utilizing your strengths. I feel like that's when we are the most fulfilled, is when we are focusing on those things that we're good at, that we're curious about, excited about. Because there is this kind of tendency, especially I'll say in corporate America, to focus a lot on the things that you aren't good at.
Yes.
Or to try to make them better.
Yeah.
And that can be exhausting and draining. But when you're able to focus on things you really are good at and create a team around you that can supplement those areas you might not be, it's an amazing partnership.
Yeah. It's I see that going. I see the like corporate business, and I see just business in general going that way. I see it towards more of a strength-based management, strength-based leadership. And I'm excited because there's more fulfillment, right? And I'm a millennial, and one of the important things for us too is purpose. And when you have purpose-driven business, everyone does better.
Absolutely. I think you mentioned that, and that is one of my core beliefs too, is that there is this alignment of purpose with your strengths, values, gifts. And once you have that alignment and your personality, like your authentic self, that feels like that unstoppable space.
Right? Yeah.
Feel like you can truly break down boundaries and work past those limiting beliefs because you feel fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Awesome. Marquita, I think we're just about done now, but I want to first thank you for, you know, being on the podcast. I love what you're doing, and I think executive coaching, I don't think there's enough people that do really good executive coaching work. And when you talk about it, I can see it in your eyes that you're doing the right thing. So no, I want to wish you the best of luck, but again, thank you for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate this conversation and how you're highlighting inspiring people and work that they do, and especially making an impact in your community. So thank you for having me.